All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Ventana Resort Village Public Infrastructure District. Today's February 13th, 2026, 1:04 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Steve, your chair, do you want to start?
Sure. Steve Lasky, present.
Devin Anderson, present.
Stephanie Nast.
Shelby Clymer with CLA, District Accountant.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So board, first up, our board meeting minutes from our December 12th meeting where we adopted the final budget. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Okay,
could I get a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve the annual budget is
the December 12th minutes, Steve.
The December 12th minutes for the budget.
Perfect.
I second.
Thanks, Steph. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, aye. That's unanimous. Okay, Shelby.
Okay. All right, so board, moving forward, we are going to also include a quarterly expenditure and payment listing for the district. This came up in just some of the audits that we've worked through with Hinton Burdick, who's the district's auditor here too. So just to make sure it's really clear to the board, you know, what payments are going out each quarter, we'll have you review this and approve moving forward. So this first one here covers Q4 2025. The majority of the amounts here represent capital outlay and infrastructure payments, also include some administrative costs. The total amount here was $143,682.92. You're all familiar with these since you're really processing them, but open it up for any questions.
You guys good with those? All right, could I get a motion to approve the expenditure and payment listing?
Make a motion to approve the expenditure and payment listing for December 3rd, 4th quarter of 25.
Perfect. Thanks, Steve.
I second.
Thanks, Steph. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. Moving Great. On.
Next item we have here are the year-end 2025 unaudited financial statements. So looking at the balance sheet first, total assets for the district, just over $2.9 million at the end of the year. There's about $37,000 remaining in the project fund held by UMB. There's about $2.9 million of assets in the debt service fund, which are restricted to the bonds. And then we had about a $12,000 receivable in the general fund to cover the accounts payable at the end of the year. The general fund budget to actual is next. Expenses came in about $33,000 here, so within the annual budget, and all of those costs were paid either from the capital projects funds or directly by the developer. Next is the debt service fund. Here for 2025, total revenues were $131,000. That includes about $10,000 of property taxes for this current year, and then interest income earned on those funds sitting at UMB. Expenses were $252,000, which includes the annual fee to UMB as the district's paying agent and trustee, and then interest payment that was made March 1st of 2025 for about $248,000. And then lastly is the capital projects fund. So here interest was earned on the funds at UMB about $151,000. Payments were made for about $6.8 million for the capital outlay, infrastructure and related costs. And then about $17,000 represents transfers out. Those were amounts paid from the capital projects or the project fund for some of the administrative costs incurred this year. Any questions from the board?
Done for me.
Okay.
All right. Could I get a motion to approve those financials as presented?
Make a motion to approve the financials as presented.
Thanks, Steph.
I second the motion.
Thanks, Steve. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous. All right, next up, here's the interlocal that we talked about before. So again, Utah Local Governments Trust is kind of a co-op of the different governmental entities in Utah, special districts, smaller cities and counties. So what they've asked us to do is join instead of just contract with them. So again, most of, well, all of the other entities do, they join. And so they've just asked us to do it. Again, no extra fees, no extra costs, anything like that. So if you guys are comfortable, who we're going to appoint is either Matt or Tyler. And the reason for that is eventually the board's going to turn over to elected board members. So they've just asked us to have some consistency with who the representative is. You guys good with it?
I am.
Okay. Could I get a motion then to approve the interlocal?
Make a motion to approve the interlocal.
Thanks, Steph.
I second.
Thanks, Steve. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right. Hey, I did send over the fourth quarter fight or the fourth quarter quarterly report. If you guys can look at it, send me any development updates. That way I can get it finalized and then I'll get it sent over for you guys to sign. So, you guys have anything for us?
You don't.
Nothing new.
All right. Well, if I could get a motion to adjourn then.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Steph.
I second.
Thanks, Steve. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's